Back out at the 2025 Iroquois County Fair. Chad Baker for WITY, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. And always a joy to catch up with Sarah Seifert with Ford Iroquois 4-H. And this is official now, Sarah. What is your program title? Because I don't remember it from the blooper B-roll that we did to lead in.
I am Sarah Seifert. I am the Extension Program Coordinator of Positive Youth Development and 4-H for Ford and Iroquois Counties.
And you can understand with that wording why I didn't remember that.
It's obnoxious. You should see my name tag.
And I'm sure it's on your business cards, too.
It is. Yes. It is.
Needless to say, Sarah is one of the fun folks out here dealing with 4-H and, more importantly, the projects inside the building, some of the smaller shows that they have inside the showcasing building here. It's called the showcasing building, right?
This is officially called the 4-H building, but yeah, any fairgrounds you go to, you're going to find a 4-H building, a showcase building. So this is where we are today.
It's where the stage is.
It's where the stage is.
Yes. It's a great refuge during the heat of the day to get in and see what's happening. But we just plowed through a bunch of great competition here, and I didn't know how intense it was. Like I said, this is not an area that we normally hit in the week. We're usually out at the fairs midweek, never at the beginning of the week, but lots of food competitions, lots of folks showing off crops, horticulture, vegetables, and your 4-H kids showed up in big numbers.
So here in Iroquois County, we have 512 members. About 496 entered projects into the Iroquois County Fair for just right at 2,000 projects total. So that is all of our livestock projects. That is all of our general projects. So when we say general projects, we mean everything from visual arts to aerospace model rockets to crops to clothing. You should see the sewing kids. It's insane. All of our foods, and we'll have some welding projects here. Woodworking comes on Thursday. The Iroquois County kids are pretty intense, and they're pretty amazing.
That's why you had a crowd that was similar to the one that you see on a Friday night fall at John Boehm Field, right?
That's right. I mean, and the great thing about Iroquois County 4-H is that the parents, the volunteers, the leaders, they're there to support the kids. So these kids know they just have to want to try, and they're going to have a full support system.
So many different categories, and we'll get a word in with one of the judges here in a little bit, but we talked a little bit off air. There's emotion behind this. There's intensity behind this. Share a little bit of that with our listeners.
So I can talk about clothing yesterday. Like, these children are intense. They care about their projects. One of the superintendents shared with me a story that one of the clothing ladies said, you know, I really like those livestock jackets that look like quilts, but I wasn't going to pay for one. So I just made one myself. And she showed it yesterday, and it was incredible. Like, I said, you made that? They make me play Shopper Sewn, and I usually lose because it is still just baffles me how amazingly talented. I mean, they're children, and they're just amazing. This morning, we had our foods judging, and, you know, we have this entire group of judges in the kitchen, and they are arguing and they're fighting for, you know, their favorite project. Who should go to the state? Who can be a state alternate? Who should win grand overall? Is it a T-ring this year? Is it food preservation? Is it the best cookie you've ever had in your life? And it's just so great to see all these kids come in and just show what they've learned. It's amazing.
Now, we've talked to you about some other aspects. We've got cat shows this week, dog shows. We've got the fashion review coming up. So that is always a big deal. And some of these are aspects that we don't see at every county fair, but it is really become an ingrained part of Iroquois County Fair, along with the overflowing barns. But 4-H, we talked about those numbers, 512 in the county, 496 doing projects, and so many of those folks also out showing in the barns. Busy week for the kids, keeping composure. There again, that shows just what kind of leaders Iroquois County 4-H is going to be pumping out here.
The leadership kids that come out of Iroquois County, my dad was a high school English teacher, and he always said when kids gave speeches, you could tell who was in 4-H or FFA because those kids were so confident and comfortable in talking. And I see that every day. You can see the ridiculous banner we posted. The thing that just, I'll say what the kids say, it hits different with these leadership kids here in Iroquois County, because you make one phone call, you make one email, and you've got a pile of them to help show up. We had three kids show up just to help us move furniture when our office moved a few weeks ago. And they did it just because we asked them to. Every summer, we put on what's called Cloverbud Camp for our 5 to 7-year-olds. And it is led by, planned by, and taught by teenagers. They give me a shopping list and say, hey, this is what we're going to do.
And you just stand back and let them do their thing.
I just let them do their thing. I think the most important thing I can do as the program coordinator here is to give them opportunities. And that's the best part of my job, is creating these opportunities, allowing these kids to take them on and see what they're going to do next. We have a pretty large senior group this year, a final member year, and I will not handle it well. I'll be crying down there on the field tonight when they walk on their final time through.
Well, let's talk about that. This is not your first rodeo. You've been with 4-H for just a little bit. The hallmark of how many 10-year 4-H members, I'm sure it's mind-boggling how many 10-year 4-H members you've had.
Iroquois County, really, kids become career 4-H'ers. It's just part of who they are. A big part of what helps them, though, is the fact that, you know, the parents, the leaders, the Ford and Iroquois 4-H Foundation, they pay their enrollment every single year. The foundation is incredible. That group of people works hard to raise funds to provide scholarships for our 4-H'ers. They help put on all types of events for them. And the volunteers. Our volunteers are incredible. The parents are incredible. I mean, it's a 4-H county. And we're pretty lucky about that. But when you see these kids that come through, it's because they have that support.
Well, you brought up the poster. Let's talk about the poster here, because I wondered about that whenever I walked in here to the building. It says, in recognition of the three greatest 4-H members of all time, Ben Schlieff, Garrett Tammen, and Jake Coker. And it shows them dancing. And they don't look like they're having a horrible time. They look like it was all planned out that way.
So earlier this summer, our office moved, and half of the furniture had to be moved 2 days before the official movers came. And our office was at the Ford County Fair. So these three guys came in, they moved all the furniture that had to be moved onto the trucks. And I was at the Ford County Fair, and I get a text message that says, you know, I'm pretty hot. I'm pretty tired. I think what would make me feel better is a plaque with my name on it. And so these three guys, I think they thought I was going to do something, you know, like some cute little 5x7 plaque with their name on it. Absolutely not. They're going to get a 3x5 banner that has a picture of them all dancing at Ben's sister's wedding 2 summers ago, and their name's on it. And it is up for display for the duration of the week.
That is part of the fun that I think people gravitate to whenever they enter clubs like this. And I tell you, you know, it's bonus at this point. Can they put that on a resume?
I sure hope so, you know, and they're all three graduating this year, so that'll be crazy to say goodbye. And then we have some final year members who, as sad as I am that they're done with 4-H, Rika Ritzma, she is from the Iroquois West area. She's told us, well, I'm 19 now. That means I can be a volunteer. So she is actually starting a special interest food preservation club this fall. She's a college kid. She's going to come home a couple times a year and have weekends where kids get together and do food preservation. Like, that's so cool. So it doesn't stop.
Absolutely. For folks that want to get involved with 4-H, because you're not just going to stop at 512. Your doors are open. And you want to promote young folks to get involved and be leaders in their community at a young age, because then they become involved adults. And they go out. They don't just necessarily stay here in Iroquois County. They go out into the world, and then they share their roots with others around the world. How do folks get that ball rolling here and get involved with 4-H and Extension?
Well, they give us a call, and our number, it's new because we moved. It's 217-300-2333.
That's an easy number to remember.
It is.
So before we leave you here, where's the new office at?
We're actually in the Farm Bureau building in Gilman. So Ford and Iroquois County Farm Bureau, Ford and Iroquois County 4-H. We're all together now.
Somewhat equidistant to everybody.
Yeah. We're right in the middle.
Very nice. Very nice. Sarah, always great catching up with you. We're going to let you decompress after this very, very intense day. Get a little rest before it fires up again with some of the other events that you have this week.
Well, thank you. We've got livestock tomorrow. The rest of the general projects happen on Thursday. We have a master showmanship competition on Friday morning. The fashion review is Friday night. I'm going to take Saturday off, but we'll be back on Sunday to shut down the fair.
You're not going to go to the concert Saturday night?
No. I'm going to sit in my camper in the air conditioning. I'm sure it'll be a great concert, and I will probably regret not going, but it's a long week.
You can have somebody like phone it in for you. How's that sound?
Snapchat stories. I'll watch it there.
Sounds great. Sarah, great catching up with you. We'll talk soon.
Thank you so much.
Sarah Seifert with the Ford Iroquois 4-H. More reports on the way here on WITY. I'm Chad Baker.